the figure of the lone, it looks like a male monster, it's about 150 feet long, is actually a female because of the extended stomach. Because they don't have money really to do much research or to help with the making the little fences that surround the figures, they take in volunteer groups. And the Boy Scouts volunteered to make the fence around this figure. And when they did so, they added their own artwork, which was the genitals on this figure. And they've just left it that way. So in a way, it's the first transsexual geoglyph I've ever seen.